the town council regular meeting, March 28, 2022 at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Michelle Miller is present, and Matt Zarnecki and Terry Langford are both absent.
Okay, all right, thank you. Please join us in prayer and then follow by the pledge, please.
Father God, we just want to welcome you to our meeting tonight. Just let us be mindful that everything we do it with God in prayer. And we just want you to know that we're thankful for all the people here. We're thankful for the people that work for the town. Lord, we just ask you to guide us in all decisions that we may make, and just be mindful, Lord, that we need to keep in our hearts at all times. Lord, just thank you for being here, and thank you for being a loving God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I've got a motion to amend or adopt the agenda that's presented. A motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Do I have a motion for the approval of minutes submitted by our clerk treasurer, also known as be on our website?
So moved.
A motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. From the public on our agenda items, which I don't believe. I think we've got some other business to discuss. Maybe what you took care of. I'm assuming you took care of that. These gentlemen, that was it. Okay. All right. Our first form of business is ordinance 2022-R-006. It's an ordinance considering an amendment to the zoning maps of the town of Soderburgh, Indiana. Noting here it's PZ Resolution 2022-02, Zoning Map Amendment, favorable recommendation to the council on JMAM Holdings 305 through 321 South New Albany Street. Now, Jake, do you have something you want to talk about with that first?
Just to give Mr. Applegate with Applegate Fiber Pulling the opportunity, if you were to address the board. As stated, there was a favorable recommendation on March 21st, 2022 from the Planning Commission, favorably recommending that said addresses that you have already stated for the record be modified from B3 highway business and into high density multifamily to the industrial, as stated here in the ordinance. And so before you, this ordinance, you would either adopt the favorable recommendation or you would reject the favorable recommendation and take a vote as such. Okay. Mr. Applegate, I don't know if you desire to.
Before I read anything, Mr. Applegate, do you have anything to add or note?
We hope that the unanimous resolution of the Planning Commission would control the day, but I'm here to present if you have any questions or comments, as well as a representative of JMAM Holdings.
Sure, thank you. What was really great about this is one of our vice president of our planning and zoning, Francis Conway, was a member when all this, when your business first took place and everything. So it was kind of nice for him to also be able to discuss it with the membership, and I really greatly appreciated that. So it just notes in here, now therefore it be ordained by the town council of Soderburgh, Indiana, that the recommendations by the commission to rezone 305, 311, 315, 317 South Indiana Avenue from B3 highway business / M2 high density multifamily residential to I2 heavy industrial is hereby either adopted or rejected. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective on its passage and prolongation of evidence by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as a majority of duly elected serving members of this council. So gentlemen, I'm just here as far as from the BZA standpoint. They have met all the criteria moving forward or bringing in a really new opportunity. And also by doing this, we're probably halting probably some concerns of other businesses coming. And if something was ever to be sold or something was ever happened for God willing. So, but like I said, I think this is a great opportunity. This business has been in business over 20 years and has served well in our community and looking to expand and bring in a piece of equipment. Chris, it's the only piece of equipment in the United States of America, correct?
Yeah, it'll be the biggest, largest and most powerful laser in the country.
Right. Wow. And it's just, you know, for it to be in the town of Sullenberg, something nice within itself. So with that, I ask for a motion to approve this ordinance.
So
got a motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Brad.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
Chris, I know while it has been rezoned and has favorable recommendation and the council has just voted on to approve this, my hope and goal would be that we continue to maintain a positive relationship with any of the businesses that are around your business. Not that you specifically have to. Obviously, if you're operating within the ordinance and within the law, you don't, but being a small community, I hope that we continue to maintain that those relationships between the residents and your business. I'm sure you will. You have so far to this point, but if there's any issues or anything that comes up, I would hope that we can work together to make sure that those concerns are permitted. That's only a comment. There's, I know I originally wrote a note way back early on, but I trust the BZA, their opinion, and I trust the business owners.
Chris, just the business that you have now, how many years have you been there?
Since I was 6 or 8. Prior to this, I was a mining engineer. And
no, I'm sorry. How long has the business been there? How did you
start
the business? And how many years in operation?
We've been there 7 years.
7 years, okay. And just roughly, how many employees are there?
Right now, I think we have 26, 27 on payroll.
So with the new piece of equipment coming on board, I guess within the next year, 6 months?
It would probably fourth quarter of 23.
Okay. Do you see that your business expanding with the new equipment, or will it be more efficient where you don't have to have more employees?
It should be a lot more efficient. It processes material, you know, about 3 times faster than what some of the older outdated methods are. It's, you know, kind of self-contained and more efficient, clean, and quiet.
And the 3 parcels that you purchased, I guess there were 3 homes there, is this to house the new equipment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I have nothing else. So, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion for waiver of second reading.
Make a motion to waive.
There's a motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-OR-006.
So moved.
A motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
By Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay. Thank you. We have no unfinished business. Our new business is planning and zoning director consulting agreement. Charlie?
Yeah, so after some conversation with the planning and zoning director, we decided it's a good solid move to move that position to be more of a contract position instead of a full-time salary position. I'll offer you a contract here for that position, which would be
as such. We begin April 1st and run through 2023. Self-explanatory on this for that conversation.
Jake, have you reviewed this?
I have, and part of the term of the agreement, paragraph 4, either party may wish to terminate this agreement upon 30 days written notice, so either way, there is that provision, so I know there are no other.
And we, the town council has the ability to sign a multi-year contract, or does this have to be renewed yearly?
It just, the term may be extended, with written consent of all.
Frank, do you have anything to ask?
I've had some discussion with Charlie, Scott has spoke to Charlie about it.
I've talked to both of them, and like I said, I think this is probably a great opportunity, I think, for all parties involved. I think we're almost to that point, but this, you know, the states are being so kind, I think more than anything, I think, realizing that, that we're just, you know, we're probably a 2025 opportunity on her end. So I truly appreciate her desire to for the taxpayers of our community in this, when it all comes down to it. So. Anybody has nothing else to add, then I guess I'll ask for a motion to approve this consulting agreement. We got a motion by Scott. Got a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye?
Did you have something, Sean?
Oh.
Yes. On number 7 for
sorry,
the
Sean.
About the insurance, it says for a period of 60 days from... Is that from April, starting April the 1st?
Correct,
yes.
And then will that be for employee only or family or what she currently has as an employee?
What she currently has.
Just whatever her current policy.
To continue for 60 days.
And what she's currently paying?
Mm-hmm. Continue on the plan as paid for 60 days.
Okay.
To allow the transition.
An outside
source. Okay. Any other body else? I'm sorry. Apologize. I didn't look up. Okay. With that said, in all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Any general comments from the public this evening? Okay, Charlie.
Some general updates here. CCMG. Paving is ongoing. They began milling this week, Twin Brook area. Concrete work has moved to Lakeside and they began cutting curbs downtown in prep for concrete improvement replacement downtown. So concrete crews will be working to Lakeside here for the next week or so, and then they'll start transitioning to downtown. Once they complete downtown, they'll start working way more downtown on concrete crews and then following up with paving. On that. Also, I know there's been some comments and questions about there's an area at the top part of the S-turn, north part of the S-turn on Ohio Ave. Down at the bottom, there's a sub-base failure there, so they should have been addressed today. I'd be out there this afternoon to check it. Comments made that they're at least starting on that today to fix that from last year's project. Hydrant update, water hydrant replacements. We've done 15 in town so far. We did 10 today in Jeffersonville within the Riverside neighborhood part of the system. Down there, those were inoperable units down there. So obviously, not just a flushing and maintenance issue within our system, but also a safety, major safety issue within the neighborhood over there. So they did a shutoff today. Water started to get pressurized in the flushing system here about 30 minutes ago down in the Riverside neighborhood, part of Jeffersonville. So, with that, any questions? If I have any questions, I'm glad to answer.
Do we post the road improvements to the website?
It's on the website.
Or social media?
It's on the website, I believe we got Cheryl on Facebook here.
A lot of residents have been following along as when their streets are being next to them.
Yeah, I think Charlie and I, we discussed a little bit this morning.
Right.
Well, I think we'll take.
Can you all get a little closer to the microphones, and no one can hear you? Please.
Sorry?
Just speak a little closer to the microphones, because we've had several comments that they can't hear.
All right.
Can we call him?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, because there's several tonight.
I noticed that Charlie and I, we discussed what we're going to do, is kind of maybe update the way we're going to do some things on some of the driveway cutouts and concrete, kind of show the resident in that area what we're going to be doing moving forward. So it's something that we realized and found out through our CCG, we can do certain and more things. It gives us more opportunity to make some corrections and do away with some of the issues that we, I think we're wanting to solve moving forward, so.
I had a conversation with Liz last week about signage and making sure the signage was out in advance, not just the paving portion, but as far as the concrete portion of being out there, if they're going to be doing curb cuts and things of that nature, you know, they have, the signage needs to go out in advance, you know, 2 to 4 days prior. They need to make sure they get notification if they're doing the driveway approach as part of the project. They have notification, I'm knocking on the door the day of. I mean, it's communication is key on this thing, so.
Okay, all right. Anybody else have anything else? Charlie? Okay. All right, our next staff report is from Lori from JTL. Good to see you this evening, Lori.
Good to see you as well.
I've got something here in front of you.
All right, I have two things for you. One is just our general update. I won't read everything to you because you guys are capable of reading. The big highlights are that the system connection to Indian American is underway, the design still, and we have reviewed that with Indian American. They had a couple changes they wanted us to make to the valve vault. And then other than that, I was talking with Charlie about cost of materials and all that fun stuff right now. And so we're debating on how to move forward with that, if there's a couple different options there. And so we'll see what some of these quotes come back as. I'm going to skip over the treatment plant and circle back to it in a minute, because that ties into the next thing. The West Northwest Pump Station, we just have to schedule a time to meet with Charlie to go over where we are on that. But we're at about 60% on that design. As far as drainage is concerned, we've completed the survey of the Mosley property where there's drainage issues back there, so that we can work on coming up with a good solution to get that taken care of. Charlie went over the paving, and everything else is pretty much the same as far as the road projects go. So, I'll go back to the wastewater treatment plant unless you all have any questions about those things.
Do I have any questions? Okay.
And just a quick update on the cost issues. We're running into that. We got a meeting this week with the contractor down the sewer plant. We've got those issues too. Not just product availability, right, but material cost problem. I would say problem, but obviously there's been a significant increase here. Hit up against it pretty hard on these cost increases, figure out a way around that.
Right, and I will say, in that regard, I've spoken with several people at SRF that deal with this, and you know, one of the big questions that we've had is, what do you do? Are you all readily approving increases due to escalation? Like, what's happening? And they're aware, they're on board, and they understand. So at least it's not going to be, you know, because sometimes we've had things where it falls outside the rules of percentage change. But they said, actually, that's just kind of commonplace right now, unfortunately. That's where we are. So on the wastewater plant, construction is continuing and progressing well. And we have a change order to look at here. And this is for the demolition of the 55-foot clarifier tank and an importing of some suitable backfill material to help have that over there for final plant grading and have everything good to go there so we can move forward with getting rid of the, if you will, the 55-foot clarifier.
Yeah, we discussed, yeah, Mike and I, we discussed a little bit about it. We decided it was best for us to go on ahead and just kind of drill some holes in it, go on ahead and get rid of it. It's just really, it's kind of an old piece of equipment, I guess, as far as the way you go look at it, as far as the base of it. I think if we was to have to build another one, we would want to build one a lot larger than, same, similar to what we're doing right now. So, yeah, I was a bit on that. So
the size is much smaller than what you would need if you were to, you know, need another clarifier. And so, like Brad said, we'll just punch some holes in the concrete. We're going to bring in some borrow material, you know, to have the final fill for the site topsoil. And then there's a couple other things, you know, they'll do as far
excuse
as.
Me, this is yes. I'm lost on the punching holes in the concrete. What's the benefit, or what's that for?
So it can drain.
It drains on into the ground?
Yeah. Because it'll just be groundwater at that point.
Yeah, look at this thing. Basically, it's just a big open
tank.
Concrete tank in the ground. So what they'll do is they'll come in and drill holes in the bottom of this thing so that, obviously, when we backfill soil, we're in groundwater in there. It's got to be able to evacuate out somewhere. So we'll open the bottom of that thing up so the water has a place to go.
So just to be clear, there's no more sewage going into it?
No, it's completely decommissioned. It's not an actual functioning part of the plant.
And just one thing that I think I've discussed a little bit with Charlie. Before we put the backfill, I guess we're going to put the dirt. Once we fill it, is we fill it with rock first, or how does that work?
So they're going to cut the wall down 3 feet below grade, the concrete wall portions, and they'll just put it at the bottom. And then we've got a bunch of the material that we pulled out over there from excavation of the site we will use as backfill material. But the material, the dirt, I keep saying material, the dirt that's over there is basically just mostly slate and shale, so we don't have a lot of topsoil over there. So we're going to bring additional topsoil to utilize for the site once we get it backfilled in.
So at the end of the day, in 3 months, 6 months after we do this, basically what it's going to look like is just something you can walk across with grass on it and just like it's...
We'll never know it's there.
All right. Very good then. Thank you.
So I have this change order here for you guys tonight. The change order total price is $62,010.47. It does not change the number of days on the contract. It is simply a cost change order.
Correct. So let's note that we're voting for a pace job number 5505, JTL job number 20007, request number CO number 2. It's demo and fill clarifier 1, change order of cost summarized on attachment 5505-22. For a total request of $62,010.47. So I'm asking for that motion for that change order request.
So moved.
A motion by Scott. Do I have a second? I'll second. Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Anything else we need to know?
Think y'all are good to go?
So I have just a quick question before you leave. The original plan before we backfilled it was to do what? Just to leave it?
We were going to insert a drain. And do you remember what all the original plan for that was?
There was a drain and a pump to be installed to pump out stormwater. The structure itself.
End of the day, this solves the problem. We don't do maintenance. It's just all said and done.
Correct. And then there's no mechanical parts of it. It's just, it's gone.
Pumps a bad word, you know, in town, so thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Jake, you have anything? No, Stephen?
Nothing else.
Chief, you have anything to see?
Quick update on the PD. Windows are all installed today. Doors will be done tomorrow. We're shooting for April 15th. Turn it over to me, so keep your fingers crossed and we'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah, I walked through the building last Thursday, and like I said, I noticed the outfit that we have. Very gracious to work on the weekends to get it done, so I appreciate everyone's concern and desire to help us get in there as quick and fast as possible. So we'd like to, you know, all the most of the painting than what they had to do to scratch up a few things to get the windows in and out. But it was a kind of a neat process of how they did all that with the door frame out and worked it and everything. So I appreciate also, you know, that I think it saved us some money, the cost of being able to do that from the proposed $141,000 to the $190,000, almost $20,000. So, you know, pass that on to the McRae organization. So, Scott, you got anything you need to talk about? Please, you can buy that, check it out.
I have not gotten an invite toward the inside of the new. Councilman Mobley, have you?
If you wouldn't have been gone for the last 3 months, maybe.
I've been down there, yes.
Is it nice?
Well, I haven't been in. Each time I go there, they just lock the doors and I get to look through them.
You get to look through it, right?
I've had an invite, I just haven't had a chance to.
Which brings us to the point here that, you know, now we call you agent. We call you agent, McBoy, or anything like that. But first of all, hey, from the bottom of my heart, and I know from my fellow council members and everyone else in our community, we really appreciate seeing you back. And I don't know, your family's glad to see you back, but, you know, I wish I had. I told Charlie, we've got to get one of these big old golden keys or something, you know, welcome you back, you know, and everything. But congratulations, number one. But I know it was been a long 3 months, and very well deserved. And I'm glad, number one, to call you my friend, and I'm glad to know that you're sitting on this council. But at the end of the day, I know that you're here to take care of the people in our community. And thank you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
So, since you have been here a long time, do you have anything you can have permission? I mean, Langford, he'd probably be mad if you got permission to go first.
Well, it's good to be home, and it's nice to know I was missed this the most. It was a very unique experience. I know the chief has had the opportunity to experience that. There's a lot of work to do here, and I'm glad to be back amongst my constituents in my district and just throughout the town as a whole, and glad to get back to work. So, Chief, with your approval, I'll make over there to the police department one of these days and be able to take a look at it.
You're welcome anytime. I'll personally get you through there.
Well, it's nice not to have to participate by Zoom meetings, and springtime's coming. There's a lot of pavement other work throughout town to make the roadway safer and easier to travel, and just looking forward to getting back to doing what we've been doing for the last 2 years.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Randy?
I'd just like to, again, welcome Scott back. I know that's in your adult life when you have family and you have children and activities, and take 90 days out of it to for an achievement like that, and was very proud of Scott for what he's done. I'm not sure everybody can do that. So that's a pretty nice goal. Talked to town manager quite a bit. We seem to be communicating pretty well on infrastructure problems that we've been having. There's more than what you see. A lot of things going on that you know, I drive down the road, but sometimes you don't know what's under it. And he gives me an update quite often. Seems like it's in my district most of the time, so. I guess that's the oldest part of town, but at any rate, just glad that Stacia was really happy for her. She's happy. She actually did us a huge favor going and doing the same job for a lot less money and, you know, benefits not being paid after a while. Hopefully she stays around and we get what we need. So we pass that springtime. Watch out for the kids running around. You know, traffic and children and bikes and all that type of thing. But no, I'm just happy that Steen Sellersburg, we're moving forward. That's all I have.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you enough, Randy. Like I was going to say, remember this is spring break, second week, spring break, so there are a lot of kids out there. Time is very...
Spring break week.
Is this week? Is this week or is it?
Yes.
This week.
Oh, and yeah, as Charlie stated, well, let me finish first, that, you know, we have a lot of kids that are going to be on the streets, so let's all be cautious and alert of everybody's responsibilities in their vehicle and the ones that are also watching out for the vehicles. So as Charlie stated, this is our cleanup week. You can drop off your items out at Earth First. Make sure you have some sort of identification as well as a copy of some form of water bill or utility bill or something like that. So that we can do that. Like I said, we continue to support this program. I know we've looked at different thoughts and ideas on it, and this program right here continues, seems to work the way we want it to at this point in time. As Charlie stated also, remember there's we got a lot of our streets that are going to start CNC work done. We are in the process of improving, making the improvements. I know some folks, you know, the guys that are working for Libs, that they are out there early. They do, it was on my street the last 2 weeks. And so they are out there working hard. I know they make a little bit of noise, and we do apologize for the inconvenience we may cause some folks that either work third shift or don't understand the process that we're wanting to do. One of the things that we found out this year with our CCG grant, that we are able to do some driveway adjustments and everything, where you don't have to have a plate or a drainage or any concrete buildup or asphalt buildup. So it's something that we're trying to do that change as we go along. So please understand, when you do see someone out there making a cut in your driveway, that it's there to improve, and it's there to make it easier for everyone to get in and out of your driveway in a safe and better manner. So also note that everything's going pretty good over at Wilkerson Park. I don't know why Scott Lyu is gone. We had an Eagle project over there, and hopefully the grass will start growing. They have some trees. And I'm really excited about all that. I know it's probably a couple meetings too early, but please make sure that you remember the Memorial Day event that we, the American Legion and the town, is kind of piggybacked off and supported here. I noticed Charlie there at the park, someone put some really nice wreaths out there. So I don't know if it was done by your parks department, but I commend the last two times. It really looks nice and shows that we have a desire on that. So Amy Campbell, so I thank Amy for taking that chore on. So once again, like I said, everyone have a safe week here, and everything we have moving forward is here to help this community and support this community. So that's all I have to say. Michelle, do you have anything to add tonight? Anyone else? Scott, you have something else?
It takes me a while to get back up to. Typically, I write my notes before, but I do have some students I know across town and in my district in Providence. So congratulations to them. They won a state championship in basketball.
Absolutely.
Job well done. Looks like we're keeping the trophies home here in southern Indiana, at least in certain sections.
It is nice, thank you. With that said, I ask for adjournment. Got a motion by Scott, got a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:35.